Gene Boldick is with us, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing? And we got to start with one very big thing that's an important thing for you and me, which is, you know, we've been talking all day about Ron's retirement and celebrating his right. incredible career here on WCHL and what he's meant to Chapel Hill. That does mean that in January I'll be moving to the morning show and taking over that time slot.
Definitely
next,
a thing, yeah.
And well, that's a thing. But next Friday is Christmas, and the following Friday is New Year. So this is our last afternoon.
This is our
thing,
year
not a
end.
Thing. Yeah.
Right.
Segment.
Right.
So that is
and
a
you
thing
know,
as well.
I gotta say, first of all, I just congratulations. It's not a big enough word
no.
for Ron, and it isn't a big enough word for you either. Because I had some concerns. I was thinking today about Chapel Hill. Everybody wakes up with Ron Stutz. Will Chapel Hill now sleep in indefinitely? because they're not waking up with Ron. But the fact is, Chapel Hill is now going to be waking up with a guy who should be kept away from caffeine. So I'm not worried about Chapel Hill sleeping through the next decade or something. Aaron Keck will get you through it, Chapel Hill. It's going to be like Groundhog Day every morning, right at 6 o'clock, right? Are you going to start the show with – you have to start your show with that song just to freak everybody out.
With I Got You, Babe? Might have to do that on Groundhog Day itself. I feel like if I did that –
maybe for February.
Okay. I don't know about every February. Like once you like the nice thing about Groundhog Day being on February 2nd is by the time you get to February 3rd, everyone's kind of done talking about Groundhog Day. It's funny that you mentioned caffeine. I'm sitting here with this giant cup of coffee that I'm drinking at 3:44 in the afternoon. So I'm gonna.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me it's decaf, Aaron. I can't imagine you on caffeine.
Absolutely.
Do you drink a lot of caffeine?
I do, yeah. Usually when you and I are talking, I'm on my second or third cup of coffee. So you are more
goodness.
Than familiar with me on caffeine.
So you have to completely reset your clock, your body clock.
A little bit.
If you're drinking caffeine at 3 in the afternoon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm getting up a little bit earlier every day. So by the time January 4th rolls around, like hopefully I'll be accustomed or close to it, to the super early rise, as opposed to trying to do it whatever the opposite of cold turkey is, hot turkey. As opposed to trying to do it hot turkey and just going from getting up at 9 to getting up at 4 every single morning, just boom like that. I'm trying to ease myself into it.
Yeah, good luck with that. you know, so my comment on social media today about Mr. Ron Stutz is that he's the richest man in town.
Yes.
You know, it's his summation of his career at CHL. Is very much like the end of It's a Wonderful Life, where everybody in town has just surrounded him with all of the love, affection, and respect that he deserves. And I can't wait to have him on my show again as a civilian in a couple of months. I mean, not right away.
But, right.
Because he's not just, you know, a guy who knows everything in Chapel Hill. He's a great guest. I had him on my show. He's a great, great guest. He knows everything, and he's smart, and he's a good talker.
He absolutely is. And the nice thing about Ron's wonderful life, as opposed to Jimmy Stewart's wonderful life, is with It's a Wonderful Life, with the movie, George Bailey doesn't know how much he's loved until the very end, when it becomes clear. And I think and I hope that Ron knew that going into today. I know he knows it now. If he didn't before, but I'm sure he knew it before, just how loved
but,
and how appreciated
being an appropriately humble guy, he's not going to walk around thinking about that all the time, but it's great to have an occasion like this for a happy reason to absolutely, in fact, in honor of Ron's wrapping up of 2020, the year that shouldn't have been, as much of a bleep storm as it has been. We have two vaccines now, just to put an exclamation point on it.
Yes.
And 2021 is looking really, really hopeful. I feel really good about it, and I know you do too.
Yeah. So let me get your take on this question, since we're bucking the format a little bit here at the end of the year. We're looking ahead to 2021, and I think there's a difference of opinion between people looking ahead to next year and beyond as to whether, now that we've been through this pandemic for the last 9 months, there's this question in the air of, oh, will we ever get back to normal, or will things never again be the same? And I've heard people make very strong arguments in both directions, and I have the very strong belief that while a couple things might be a little bit different going forward, I think all of us are looking so forward just to getting out of, forget the pandemic, just getting out of 2020 and into a year that's a different year from this one, just underscores how excited and anxious and desperate we all are to get back to as close to normal as possible. So I think sooner rather than later, you're going to see a lot of the normal stuff coming back, and probably maybe sooner than the health experts are going to want people to rush back to normal. I think people are going to be inclined to do that. So I'm curious to see what actually will change more permanently going forward, because there will be one or two things, but I think within the next couple of years we're going to see people living very much like they did in 2018, 2019. I don't think a lot's going to be completely changed, but what do you think? That's my take.
I think that that's right. I think that what do you want to call it? The conversion rate, the compliance rate on people getting the vaccine is going to be very high, very quickly. I think there will be supply issues, but not a lack of desire on the part of the public to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I think that people are going to be really welcoming coming back into a space where we listen to what the government says, that we don't look on government as worthy of mistrust automatically. I think a lot of that is going to fade away. There are going to be very competent people running the federal government. There's going to be a lot of partnership between federal and state governments. If the Democrats can win these two races in Georgia, and Aaron, boy, I really think they will. I would love to know what Tom Jensen says about that. Please fill me in if you know. But I think it looks very good for the Democrats to take those two seats and send Mitch McConnell to clean out his office as majority leader. And then I think Biden can have two very productive years. And I think that good governance is good politics. And part of Biden's politics is the politics of working together and compromising. And I think America is very, very hungry for that to return.
Who is on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, you know, I thought we could all use a break from COVID.
Good. So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I think we are all thoroughly saturated on that topic. And so we are re-airing our interview with the UNC's Black Pioneers.
Nice.
This weekend, and nice. just glorious, glorious interview. I'm so proud of them, and I'm so proud of WCHL for helping them to come in and talk with us. And it's hard to believe it was only a year ago. When you listen to it, it's like, that was only last year? Holy mackerel, it's almost to the day. So it's great to hear from them, and I'm talking to a couple of them to try to continue that conversation in 2021. But, of course, it's been difficult because of COVID. So that's what we're going to hear from this weekend. And, you know, go Tar Heels. I enjoyed that football game last weekend. Like, I cannot begin.
Oh,
to tell
my
you.
God. Right.
Oh, my goodness. The palindrome score 52-26.
We were at dinner, and I typically, like, I'll tune into the second half, but it was, you know, so it was still pretty early on, but we were at dinner and we were dining outside, so, like, there's no TVs anywhere near where we were, but inside the restaurant where people were working, they had a TV on, and I was able to see through the window, and I just glanced up to the window, and there was the game, and I had to squint because I didn't think I was seeing the score right. And in fact, I was. And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like, oh my God.
I know you're going, I hate it when The Onion does this with sports I care about. This can't be true. This cannot possibly be true.
Well, again, catch the weekend water cooler.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. Catch the weekend water cooler this weekend. Get the full list of showtimes on the broadcast calendar on our website, chapelburra.com, including the UNC sports schedule as well. Got a couple of games to play that we've got for you this weekend as well. Get the full archive of shows online at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Boldick, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Aaron Keck, the same to you, and best of luck in the new time slot, and I can't wait to hear the show.